We're going to cover development and keeping in mind that the newer versions of the textbook don't have a chapter on development. If you have an older version of Martini's Anatomy and Physiology, there is the last chapter of the book is about development. And I want to go over some of the terms that are important in development. One is conception. And most people think of conception occurring when sperm and egg fuse together, and that this happens in the fallopian tube. However, that is fertilization. That is not conception. Conception, at least in terms of the medical definition, does not occur until the fertilized egg actually embeds or implants into the endometrium of the uterus, so usually about 4 or 5 days after fertilization takes place. So keep in mind that conception is different in terms of the medical definition of it than it is in terms of sort of the layperson's definition. Once the egg and the sperm come together for fertilization, and I want to point out that that does occur in the fallopian tube, so as the egg follicle leaves the ovary, it starts to travel down the fallopian tube, and it can only survive for about 24 hours, so it needs to meet up with a sperm or the egg will die. And if the egg dies, then it will be it will just leave the body with the next menses or the next menstrual period. If a sperm are present, then the sperm and the egg will fuse, and they will start to travel down the fallopian tube towards the uterus where the fertilized egg will implant, usually, although not always. In fact, in about, almost 40% of the time, the fertilized egg does not implant, and it simply dies and leaves with the next menses. So let's talk about what the stages are called, because the fertilized egg is actually changing as it travels down the fallopian tube towards the uterus. When the egg and sperm come together, that forms a fertilized egg, which is also called a zygote. And the zygote is going to travel down the fallopian tube towards the uterus. While it is traveling, it is going to be going through a process of cell division called cleavage. And this is a series of mitotic cell divisions that will continue until the pre-embryo implants in the uterus. So basically, every cell is going to divide in half. So you're going to make this little cluster of cells, a solid ball of cells. And this solid ball of cells is called a morula. So once the zygote cleaves or divides in half several times, it becomes a morula, which is a solid ball of cells. And the morula will continue traveling down the fallopian tube until it reaches the uterus. By the time the morula reaches the uterus, it has started to change in its shape, and it becomes a blastula, or sometimes called a blastocyst. And a blastula is going to develop a hollow center. So instead of being a solid ball of cells, it's going to be a hollow ball of cells. And the inside is called the empty part, the fluid-filled portion in the middle of the hollow ball, is called the blastocoel. And this is an important stage of development. You will find that there are two types of cells that are now present in the blastula, although they don't look very different from each other. But most of the wall of the hollow ball of cells is going to be called the tropoblast, and these cells are destined to become the placenta. But there will be a cluster of cells kind of amassing on one spot on this hollow ball, the wall of the hollow ball of cells. And this is called the inner mass, and this is going to eventually become the embryo itself. So some of the cells from the developing zygote are eventually going to become placenta, and some are going to become embryo. And this blastocyst or blastula is going to implant or burrow into the endometrium of the uterus, the inner lining of the uterus, and begin to form a placenta. And so it will actually burrow in below the surface of the endometrium.